for you who do not know me, I'm George, and I always make a joke and say, I'm George of the Jungles, and I'm here. And of course, I'm a family man. My wife, full name is Rose Witter, and we have 4 children. You saw the first one as our first child. He lives in Australia, and he's our first miracle child after 7 years. Some of you know the story that I said last time. And the 3 boys and 1 girl. And Zimbabwe is in the southern part of Africa. And Zimbabwe in the early 80s was a country that was breadbasket to southern Africa, meaning to say it was one of the rich countries. You name it, gold, diamonds, all the natural resources, and a beautiful country. But, of course, when we get independent from British, there was greedy and mismanagement of economy that and wrong policies that caused our country to be isolated from a country like America, Britain, and EU countries. And because of that, it's no more a good place to live. I'm just there in obedience of the Lord. A lot of pastors have left the country, and Zimbabwe is the number one educated country in Africa. But today is the last poorest country in Africa. Meaning to say we do not even have our own currency. And I cannot explain everything, but more than 90% some have no jobs in the country. And right now, I'm saying this so that when you pray, you know how to pray for us. Yes. So I want to thank you so much for your support that you gave us last year. We really appreciate you so much. You've seen that a house that is under construction. That second children's home is where I was born, right in the Jungles where I was born. There's a small town there now. I visited there, and when I was about to go back, the Lord spoke to me and said, why don't you build another home here and help the kids here, orphans, where you grew up. I said, another home again, because it's not easy to take care of the first one. And the Lord said, this is where you grew up. This is where there are lots of orphans here. But I said to God, if you are saying this, then the authorities of this place, they must agree with me when I go and meet them. To cut the long story short, and of course, they gave us a piece of land. And your support helped us to start to build. You saw the fencing wall. It's a requirement to put a fencing wall for the children to be there. So we have a vision to build 4 more homes. I mean, there's 1 now. We need other 3. And we're still doing paperwork. After the paperwork, we'll be able to bring more children now to start off from that place. So your donation, those books, my wife and I were writing books, donation of $10 or more. If you don't need it, just buy it for somebody. And, and different types of titles of books. The other one is about the blood of Jesus, about faith. My wife wrote about bitterness and different kind of titles. You can see for yourself. Yes, what more else should I say? I want to give you to ask me questions. I'm going to share a little bit. Is that okay? I'll share the word of God about 15 minutes. Maybe I think I'll be done. But do you have any other question you want to ask me?
Can you tell them about the natural disasters?
Yes, yes. In April, beginning of March, we had a natural disaster. We've never had that in our country. Cyclone, how do I pronounce that?
Cyclone.
We had a cyclone. This we've never had that in our country. It came from Mozambique. Mozambique is near the sea, the ocean. And it came from there and hit Mozambique, destroyed, killed people, came across Malawi, then it came to Zimbabwe. It was announced from weather report that cyclone is coming to Zimbabwe. But because we've never experienced it, we don't have those natural disasters. Say, oh, no. Just no floods, a little bit of floods. And it happened. In the night, people were sleeping. Knew nothing. Just woke up, house is swept. Kids, clinics, hospitals, schools. Many people died. Huge rocks were carried by this floods from the ocean, and lots of people died. It happened right to the east of our country. We are in the central, but there was a lot of disaster there. Until now, some of the dead bodies, we don't know where they are. And of course, your president had to send help there. Even we are under sanctions, and Britain also had to send help through their embassies, 2.something million to help start to build bridges and schools and clinics and all that. Yeah, so, and again, on top of that, today, this year, we had big drought across the country. You know, sometimes if you have a country with leaders who are wicked, who doesn't love God, lots of corruption there, it causes the country to be cursed. But we are still believing God that something is going to happen. God will heal our country. So I want you to lift us up in prayer every time when you pray. In fact, I want to ask you to come and pray right now and pray for Zimbabwe. Would you please come now and pray for Zimbabwe and my wife and everything? Yes.
Join with us in prayer as we pray for Zimbabwe and the people there. Lord God, you know what has been happening.
Yes.
You know the wickedness in high places. You know how men have taken the wealth of a nation and robbed that nation and used it for their own benefit, caring nothing for those who have been affected. People have lost their lands, people who have lost their businesses. Lord, you know everything about it.
Yes.
We ask you, Lord, we cry out alongside our brothers and sisters in this nation who are beseeching you. Lord, the leaders are not asking you for your help, but your people are. And you said if your people would humble themselves,
yes, Lord,
seek your face, and yes, cry out unto you, mm-hmm, turn from their wicked ways, Lord, that you would heal their land.
Yes, Lord.
So, Lord, I pray for the Christians in Zimbabwe that they would turn from any evil that they may be associated with or a part of or have accepted in their lives or in their minds. Mm-hmm. Lord, that they would turn from that and turn to you with their whole heart and cry out to you in faith and intercede. And Lord, we join with this chorus of prayer,
yes,
coming up before you, and we ask for your blessing upon this once prosperous nation. Lord, let the gospel reign.
Yes.
Let the good news of Jesus be proclaimed and received. Let people turn from evil unto the Lord God Almighty through Jesus Christ. Lord, I pray for your blessing upon George and his ministry, for the church, the children's homes, all the workers, all the leadership, down to every person, even the newest believer, Lord. Bless them, I pray. Give them knowledge,
yes,
supernatural wisdom of witty inventions.
Mm.
Lord, let them find ways to make money.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, let them have dreams and visions of,
yes,
how this can happen.
Mm.
Bless the work of their hand. Bless their giving. Bless their community, relationships with one another. Lord, put it upon their heart,
mm-hmm,
to bless those who lead them and bless one another.
Yes, Lord.
And share whatever they do have.
Mm.
And Lord, we ask that you would supernaturally provide.
Mm.
Lord, heal the land.
Mm.
The scars that have come through natural disasters, the scars that have come from wicked men in high places.
Amen.
Lord, heal their land, we pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Any question? All right. Well, I'm going to share the word of God for Easter. And, of course, you know the stories in the Bible. And I want to read from the book of Mark. Chapter 11, from verse 12. Mark 11, from verse 12. It reads, "And on the morrow, when they were come from Bethany, he was hungry. And seeing a fig tree afar off, having leaves, he came, if haply he might find anything thereon. And when he came to it, he found nothing but leaves. For the time of figs was not yet." Go to verse 20. "And in the morning as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. And Peter, calling to remembrance, saith unto him, Master, behold, the fig tree which thou castest is withered away. And Jesus answering saith unto them, Have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, Be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he said. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them." May the Lord bless the reading of his word. Can all the people say,
Amen.
Amen. You know, here's a wonderful story. Jesus with his disciples, they are coming from Bethany to go to Jerusalem. I want you to visualize you are among the disciples, you are on that dust road, you are heading to Jerusalem with Jesus. And the Bible says, Jesus, he saw a fig tree, which was a far away, green leaves. And the book says, he was hungry. You know, when Jesus was here on earth, he was 100% God and 100% a human being. Then he went to the tree to found some figs, but he could not see any figs. Then the Bible says Jesus spoke to the tree, trees, and he said to the tree, the fig tree, "There shall be no man eat fruit from you anymore." And the disciples had it. Then they passed on the morrow, meaning in the morning, the following day, they are passing by again the same road, going back to Bethany. Peter, you know, Peter had a big mouth. And he said, "Lord, look, the tree that which you cast yesterday is withered from the roots." Jesus looked at them and he smiled. I can see him and he said to them, "Have faith in God." Have faith in who?
God.
Talk to me, somebody. Have faith in who? In God. He didn't say, "Have faith in your husband, have faith in your wife, have faith in your pastor." No, he said, "Have faith in God." And he said, "If you have faith in you, you shall say." I'm talking about here the power of your mouth, the power of words. you shall say to this mountain, mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea. And it shall happen. Notice the word, have faith in God. In other words, he was saying, have the God kind of faith. Have the faith like God. Have the faith as God had. What is it? What is faith? Number one, faith is believing. Is believing what? Faith is believing the word of God from cover to cover. What is faith? Faith is believing that Jesus died. As we celebrate this weekend, Good Friday, and the Resurrection Sunday morning, faith is believing that Jesus Christ suffered for you and me. When you believe that, you shall be saved. My wife and I, some years ago, we visited Holy Land of Israel. And as we were there, we had a tour guide guiding us from spot to spot, these holy places. And one of the places that he took us, it was where Jesus suffered. Where he was whipped. We know that 9 stripes, Jesus was whipped in his body. The book of Psalms said, his body became like a plowed field. His flesh all over, he was wrecked off. And he suffered, he felt all the pain. He took us to this place. If you read the book of Psalms, it talks about the dungeon. And the prophet says, oh, darkness was my friend. They threw him in the dungeon. Maybe it was not the same place, but this dungeon, we went inside, it's dark. You feel the cruelty, you feel the suffering of Jesus. We couldn't help it, but our tears began to flow when we remember how he suffered. There in the dungeon the whole night, his body was ripped off. Pain and suffering, they let him there. And in the morning of Friday, they took him away, carrying his cross. We went also to this mountain, which they call Calvary Golgotha. And they showed us, this is where Jesus our Lord was crucified. This is where he hanged on the cross. This is where he shed his blood. This is where they put the crown of thorns when he was hanging on the cross. This is where he cried, Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they know what they are doing. This is where he cried the last word, it is finished. And we saw that. Faith is believing that Jesus suffered for us. He died on the cross, my brother. And the book of Isaiah said, with his stripes we are healed. What is faith? Faith is believing with the stripes of Jesus. Your cancer can be healed. Heart condition can be healed. Kidneys problem, whatever you name it, every sickness, arthritis, every sickness, Isaiah said, with his wounds, with his stripes, we are healed. Peter said, we were healed. So faith, my brother, my sister, is believing the word of God. It's believing his promises. It's believing what God said. Thank God for Easter. This revives us. This refreshes us to remember what Jesus has done for us. May you be strengthened this morning. May you be refreshed. May you be healed, your emotions, your inner man. May you be healed this morning. Your spiritual, your emotions, whatever your mental. May you be healed through the suffering of Jesus and through his blood. Faith is believing that Jesus died for you. Not only did he die, but he was buried. Not only was he buried, we saw the grave. It may not be the right grave, but we saw something like it. Faith is believing that on Sunday morning, Jesus Christ was risen from the dead. Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He's risen. He's risen.
He is risen.
I say he's risen. He is not dead, but he is alive forevermore. And he said, I'm he who was dead, but I'm alive forevermore. He's King of kings and Lord of lords. Oh, glory be to God. And the scripture says he's sitting right at the right hand of the Father, and we are sitting with him, the Bible says. Amen and amen. And number two, what is faith? Faith is confession. The Bible says we have believed and we have also confessed. You don't just believe. Believing is not enough. Because even demons, the Bible says also, demons, they believe, but they do not confess him. Faith is confessing. You confess. Number three, faith is acting. You act upon the word of God. You act upon the promises of God. You act upon what you believe. You act upon the word, the Bible, the word of God. You remember the story that I told you? I'm going to repeat it again. Even though you heard it last time, I want you to listen as though you never heard it. I told you about our miracle children. Oh, glory. God told me wherever I go and I say that story, people will be saved, healed, and delivered. In Africa, it's a bit different here. Here, if you are struggling to have children, you can adopt a child. And you can feel, oh, this is my child. That's a wonderful thing, yes. But in Africa, you have to have your own child. The laws that were made on the their daughter-in-law. She must bring children for my son. Oh, it's something, big thing. And then my wife and I, we had a wonderful wedding, and the first year was gone, nothing. And the second year came, no, it's no baby. Oh, it's a shame in Africa if you don't have your own child. And here we are, after 2 years, we started to look to each other. My wife was beginning to cry, why me, Lord? Oh, I need a child. Oh, what did I do, Lord? Oh, and I began to comfort her, say, honey, don't worry, the child is coming. God has promised no one among you will be barren. The word of God will be done in our lives. And the Holy Ghost, someone said the Holy Ghost, spoke to me and said, George, why don't you do what you believe? Why don't you act on what you preach? I said, what, Lord? And the Lord said, why don't you take your wife? Buy some little clothes for the baby. If you believe, act upon my word. Sure enough, I took my wife. We bought some little clothes. We bought some diapers. We call them napkins. You used to call them diapers. Then we hide them in the suitcase. And we say, thank you, Lord. The baby's coming. And the third year was God, nothing. The fourth year was God, nothing. The fifth year came, no pregnancy. Then I went to Great Britain. There was then West Ham and East Ham. I was preaching the word of God in your country. And then 2 months I was there preaching. I had a team with me planting a church. Then as I was about to go back home, I thought, let me buy some gifts for my wife. Then I went to the store. I bought this blue royal dress. Then, as I was going to the till to pay cash, and the Holy Ghost spoke to me again and said, "George, why don't you buy something for your baby? If you believe, buy something for the baby." I said, "What, Lord?" And the Lord said, "Buy a small blue blanket." You mothers, you know that if you're buying something blue, that's a baby boy. And I bought that blue blanket, and I bought also small steam iron. In the early 80s, steam irons were not yet common in Africa. I flew back home, I met my wife, I said, honey, don't use this iron because the baby's coming. You will first use this iron on the clothes of the baby. Oh, She took those things, the blanket, put them in the suitcase and covered them and hide them. The 50 was gone, nothing. The 60 was gone, no pregnancy. The 70 came. Thank God for number 7. Oh, she woke up in the morning one day and she said, "Honey," I said, "What?" She said, "I think I'm sick." I said, "Sick? What is it?" She said, look, my breast are swollen. Oh, I said, "What is that kind of sickness? Oh my God. You better go to the doctor right away. Go to the doctor." She went to the doctor, and the doctor said to the nurse, "Test her urine." And he tested the urine. The doctor wrote and told the nurse and said, "Go tell her that she's pregnant." The nurse came and told her, said, "The doctor said you are pregnant." And she went like this. And the doctor said, "You don't want the baby?" And she just kept quiet. And she came home and she told me the good news. And from that day, we were all pregnant. And after 9 months, a baby boy was born. Give the Lord a mild hand of praise. You just saw the guy there. He's the firstborn. I named him Samuel. You know, Samuel means ask it of God. And after 5 years, he's in Australia. He just graduated last year, mining engineering, and he's getting married in coming January. He's marrying an Australian lady. Last December, he brought the young girl to introduce to us. So anyway, after 5 years again, down the line, waiting again, the boy came, and I named him Theos. Theos means the only one true God. Then after 3 years, a girl came. And I named her Nisi, Jehovah Nisi, our banner of victory. And after the 4 years again, another boy came. The fourth one, baby. And my wife said, it's my turn now to name this one. And I said, go ahead. And she named him George Jr. after my name. Then I said, "Lord, it's enough, Lord, it's enough. Thank you. You better close now. Thank you, Lord." Glory be to God. Faith is believing. Faith is confessing. Faith is acting. You say, "Pastor, I want to be a businessman. What are you doing about it?" Don't just believe it. Don't just confess it. You better act upon it. You say, "Oh, I want to do this. I want to do this. I want to be like this. You better believe, confess it, and act upon it. And the Bible says God watches over His word to perform it. Somebody say, "Amen." Amen. Somebody say, "Hallelujah."
Hallelujah.
Let me tell you my last story, then I'll quit. Are you ready? This is going to be exciting to your kids now. You better listen to me very careful. This young boy, 11 years old, one day his dad built a little boat. You know what is a boat? Huh? You know what is a boat?
Boat.
You understand? Yes. Wooden boat. And he was so excited. He looked at the boat and he could take it to some small creek and put the boat, and the boat would flow and he would follow it, and rejoicing he put some little things inside. And one day there was heavy rain. Rain so heavy. And the rivers and the creeks full of water, it was flooded. Then he took his boat to the creek that small river, and he put his boat, and the boat was floating on top of that creek, on top of the water, and it was good. And he was following, happy, rejoicing. Then the boat went where it was so fast. The water was fast. The river was fast. And the boat went fast. He tried to follow the boat. And the boat went away. And it disappeared. And he was crying. Oh, my boat. My boat. He went to his daddy. Daddy, my boat is gone. And the daddy said, it's okay, my son. We'll have to look for another one. Then one day, he was walking around with his dad in town, and as they were walking, they passed through a pawn shop. You know what is a pawn shop? Good. Talking to you young people. And he looked at the window. He saw his boat is being sold. He said, Daddy, look my boat! There is my boat, Daddy, look at my boat. He went inside and saw this big, giant, white guy. He said, oh, my boat. You have got my boat. I want my boat. And this man said, it's not your boat. It's my boat. It's my boat. It's my boat. Daddy, it's my boat. And this man said, it's my boat. I'm selling it. If you want it, I can sell it to you. And his dad said, okay, son. He pulled out his wallet and he bought that boat and gave it back to his son. And the young boy looked at the boat. He was happy. And he said to the boat, you were mine in the first place. Because my dad made it for me. And you are now mine for the second time. Because I've bought you. I've redeemed you. And you are mine now the second time. Brothers and sisters, you were of God because he created us. He made us in his own image. And the devil took you, he stole you, misusing your life, drugs, alcohol, you name it, living in sin, in bondage of the devil. Until Jesus came and he shed his blood. And the Bible says he has redeemed us through his blood. He has purchased us with his blood. And now Jesus has come. He came to shed his blood. He bought us. And we are his for the second time because he purchased us with his own blood. Someone say amen. Amen. Someone say hallelujah. Amen. So are you here, my brother, my sister? You are like that boat. The devil has been capturing you in bondage of sin, suffering, you name it, whatever it is. But today, I want you to know that God loves you. He loves you so much. No matter what you have done, forget the past. You are not here by accident. I know some of you have been just coming and coming, but you do not know Jesus. You say, Pastor, if I die today, I do not have assurance inside me that I will go to heaven. You must have that assurance. Nothing. What can wash away my sins? Nothing. One drop of the blood of Jesus from the cross will cleanse away every sin and remove and destroy every bondage. And through his blood, he will purchase you back to be a child of God. This is the day. And those who are watching my telecast, Jesus loves you wherever you are. He loves you. He wants to bless you. He wants to heal you. He wants to deliver you in your house, in your living room, wherever you are listening right now. Jesus, through this Sunday Easter, he is risen. He loves us. this morning. I want to pray this prayer. Would you bow down your head right now? Dear Lord, we thank you. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your love, your grace. Oh, dear Jesus, we give honor to you. Lord God Almighty, you created us. We were in bondage. You sent your Son, Jesus. You purchased us through your holy blood, the blood of the Lamb. Now today we are yours as we remember the sufferings, the death, the burial, the resurrection of our Lord Jesus. Today we humble ourselves, we confess our sins, cleanse us, wash us, refresh us. Lord, make us, Lord, in your image. I thank you for my brothers and my sisters here in America. Lord God, you have sent me for somebody here who do not know Jesus, who is not born again, who need to come back to you, Jesus. Holy Spirit, you are here to speak to our hearts. Is there somebody this morning? You say, Pastor, I don't have assurance that if I die today, will I go to heaven? Will I meet Jesus? I want you to leave this place having assurance in your heart. And I want to pray for you. While our heads are bowed down, I want to pray for somebody. If you say, Pastor, pray for me, George, pray for me, lift up your hand wherever you are. You don't have assurance, just lift up your hand. I will pray for you. Just lift up your hand wherever you are. Just lift up your hand and I'll pray for you. And I'll pray for you. This is the day. This is a great day. Thank the Lord. Praise the Lord. Come on, Brother Michael, come in and sing that song, The Blood. Would you come? Let's all stand on our feet. Stand on your feet. God bless you. Stand on your feet. Let's sing this song. And we're going to pray. Pastor, Brother Steve is going to help me to pray for you. And Pastor, if you need prayer, whatever prayer you need, maybe but a beloved one who needs prayer is far away, or maybe you are sick in your body, or maybe whatever it is, you need laying of hands, we're going to pray for you today. As we sing this song, you're welcome to come and stand here, and we will lay hands on you and minister to you. And Jesus will touch your life and bless you today. Yes, sing it. Thank you this morning. In the wonderful name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for dying for us on the cross. shedding your blood. Oh, Lord, we return the glory to you. You alone, you are worthy to be praised. You are King in our lives, Lord in our lives. King of kings and Lord of lords. We crown you again as Lord and King in our hearts. And we thank you, Lord, for forgiving our sins, for strengthening us. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for renewing our lives. I give you honor, praise, and I thank you for healing each and everybody in this place who's suffering with sickness. I rebuke every devil and every sickness, every poisonous, in the name of Jesus Christ. And I release the healing power of Jesus. And I say to everyone who's sick in this place, be healed. Receive your healing in the name of Jesus Christ. Dear Lord, we thank you for touching our bodies. We honor you and glorify your name. In Jesus' wonderful name, and all God's people say amen.
Amen.
Let's give the Lord a mighty hand of praise, give him glory. Praise the Lord.